Hello and welcome to the Radio Thrift Shop. This is DJ Frederick, and the Radio Thrift Shop is your weekly show of musical and media exploration from the past century of recorded sound. Thrift Shop is better than plugging a Victrola into a time machine and is heard right here on WSCS 90.9 FM in New London, online at classicalwscs.org. And on this evening's edition of the Radio Thrift Shop, we're going to be hearing some remixed versions of some very well-known tunes.
children drunk lemonade, and the morning lasted all day. And through an open window came, like Sinatra in a younger day, pushing the town away. He said in winter 1963, it felt like the world would freeze with John F. Kennedy and the Beatles. No, he never would wave goodbye. You could see it written in his eyes as the train rolled out of sight. Bye, bye.
Hey, mama, mama.
couple of tunes from the 1980s there, Dream Academy with Life in a Northern Town, and before that, Celestial Soda Pop by Ray Lynch. And we started off with the brand new Radio Thrift Shop theme tune, no, I'm just kidding, Andy Griffith. Well, I'm DJ Frederick, you're listening to the Radio Thrift Shop on WSCS 90.9 FM in New London, and this is the remix edition of Radio Thrift Shop. I'm playing all remixed versions of very familiar tunes. Hey, if you love crate digging, then come on down to the Radio Thrift Shop. We're open for business every Saturday evening at 10 p.m. until midnight.
Born about 20,000 B.C. and died May 2003. Well, he had a good run. You're on the sound beat.
With his long white beard and a crooked staff, he tramps along while the folks all laugh. The twinkle in his eye, he passes them by. Old Man of the Mountain.
The Old Man of the Mountain was a series of granite slabs on Cannon Mountain in New Hampshire. Viewed from the side, the slabs gave the cumulative effect of a man's face, leading to its other nickname, the Profile. He became the state's unofficial emblem and was immortalized by both Daniel Webster and Nathaniel Hawthorne, the latter of whom called it a work of nature in her mood of majestic playfulness.
I often sigh and wish that I were the old man of the mountain.
Sadly, the old man succumbed to thousands of years of erosion in 2003, and the slabs tumbled to the ground below. You're listening to Old Man of the Mountain by Cab Calloway, a Mellotone record from 1933. The song was used in the 1933 Fleischer cartoon featuring Calloway and Mae Questel as Betty Boop. Want to see it? Go to soundbeat.org right now. Soundbeat is produced at the Belfer Audio Archive, Syracuse University Library. I'm Brett Barry.
You're listening to the Radio Thrift Shop, homemade and homegrown radio from DJ Frederick, spinning tunes on AM, FM, and shortwave since 1975.
but something's wrong. There's something here that doesn't last too long. Maybe I shouldn't think of you as mine. Seeing you or seeing anything as much as I do you, I take for granted. Can't help seeing all the way through.
It's important to me that you know you're all free, 'cause I never want to make you change. Thank you.
Exploring Science in the Sea. For a tiny marine worm found in the Bay of Naples and elsewhere, life ends in a frenzy. The worms lose a lot of their internal organs, their eyes get bigger, and they rise to the surface. There, as they paddle furiously, they release sperm and eggs, creating the next generation. And it's all triggered by moonlight. The worms are one of more than 10,000 species of marine bristle worm. They're only about an inch long. Each body segment has a pair of paddle-like structures tipped with bristles. The worms live at the bottom of warm, shallow waters around the world. And they're considered living fossils. They haven't changed much in tens of millions of years. The bristle worms are especially sensitive to changing light levels. They build tubes on the ocean floor. When a shadow passes across them, they pull back into the tubes to elude possible predators. And their end-of-life ballet is triggered by moonlight. The body changes begin around the time of new moon, when there's little or no moonlight. The worms then rise to the surface not long after the full moon. Scientists recently studied how that happens. They found that some proteins react differently with different light levels. Under bright sunlight, they stay apart in separate units. But under dimmer conditions, the units stick together. That allows the worms to not only distinguish between day and night, but between different phases of the moon, a light-activated trigger for a big change. Science in the Sea is a production of the University of Texas Marine Science Institute and is on the web at scienceinthesea.org. I'm Holly Brawley.
And welcome back to the Radio Thrift Shop. This is DJ Frederick. Going to visit the Resource Corner here at the Radio Thrift Shop and talk to you about another radio show that if you haven't heard it, it's well worth checking into. Now, if ye old DJ here were doing a country music show, I would be doing something like Dollar Country. Now, Dollar Country is hosted by Frank the Drifter, and he features mostly very scarce and unknown 45s, 7-inch vinyl, released by practically unknown musicians on practically obscure labels from all over North America and even all over the world. Frank the Drifter plays country, bluegrass, country gospel, and all kinds of related music on vinyl and shellac. Yes, he even plays 78s. Recently, he has started a newsletter, which can be read online, or you can also receive it in the mail. It's an incredible vibe, full of all kinds of great information about the music that he plays on Dollar Country. He's currently up to 245 editions of the Dollar Country, so he's been working at this for almost a decade and just doing a tremendous job. So for more information, you can check out dollarcountry.org. Whether or not you like country music, it's a fantastic radio show and definitely has that Radio Thrift Shop aesthetic that I truly enjoy. All right, we're going to dig back into the crates here at the Radio Thrift Shop and come up with another remix. I think this one will be familiar. If not, it's a beautiful tune. Enjoy.
By the time I get to Phoenix, she'll be rising. Thank you. the time I get to Phoenix, she'll be rising. She'll find the note I left hanging on her door. She'll laugh when she reads the part that says I'm leaving, 'cause I've left that girl so many times before. By the time I make Albuquerque, she'll be working. She'll probably stop at lunch and give me a call. But she'll just hear that phone keep on ringing off the wall. That's all. Turn softly, call my name out low, and she'll cry just to think I'd really leave her. Though time and time I've tried to tell her so, she just didn't know I would really go. Thank you.
In the year 2525, if man is still alive, if woman can survive, they may find
in the year 3535, ain't gonna need to tell the truth, tell no lies. Everything you think, do, and say is in the pill you took today. In the year 4545, ain't gonna need your teeth, won't need your eyes. You won't find a thing to choose. Nobody's gonna look at you. In the year 5555, your arms are hanging limp at your sides. Your legs got nothing to do. Some machine doing that for you. Now it's been 10,000 years, man has cried a billion tears for what he never knew. Now man's reign is through, but through eternal night, the twinkling of starlight, so very far away, maybe it's only yesterday.
in the year 2525. Well, in the year 2024, I've been here at WSCS for 25 years on the airwaves, celebrating a quarter of a century here at 90.9. And later, classicalwscs.org, when we started streaming. The next tune is a tune that I used for sort of an outro tune, for quite some time on many, many broadcasts, so I think you'll enjoy it. I hope you will. So thanks for listening. This is DJ Frederick saying, wishing you many blessings, and I'll be back next week, Saturday evening at 10 p.m., here at the Thrift Shop.